Ladies and gentlemen, the About Last Night show is back.
Yes.
All right.
God, fuck, that was loud.
Yeah, it was. Someone just swerved their car into a certain divider. You're going to get a nasty tweet about that. Oh, thanks, asshole.
God.
I was not expecting it. We are back.
Start the new year off with a bang.
Yeah. Hopefully you had a wonderful and safe holiday season. We are sorry that we were gone.
Thanks for being PC
for so
right
long.
There.
Yeah. Well, you know. Yeah, holiday season.
Yeah, some people it takes a lot out of them to say the holiday. Where I saw on some TV show, might have been like the Today Show. They very end of it, they're like, and blah blah blah, and see you later, and have a happy holiday. And you could tell that the person saying it was like, fucking Jews, thanks for making us. Like, there was just this undertone of like, and here's what you fucking wanted, you fucking Hebrew bastards.
Now, does it make me a racist? Which, if I say that, it probably does.
Dude, I was just going to say. Does it make me a racist if I...
Yes.
Now, do I hate gay people if I... Yeah, you do, man, for just starting that sentence.
All right, I'm going to say it anyway, even though it's going to confirm me as a racist, probably. I almost get offended when they throw in Kwanzaa. Because when they go happy, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Kwanzaa for the one guy that celebrates
Happy Kwanzaa.
It.
Either include it as a part of the thing, or put it second and put Hanukkah last, because Hanukkah and Christmas have been a package deal for a while.
Sure,
right? Kwanzaa's like, you know, the Toronto Raptors still trying to be like, hey man, we're in the NBA.
We're in the NBA, aren't we?
Come on,
we're here.
Hey, come on, people come these games. We used to have Chris Bosh. Remember Chris Bosh? Remember Vince Carter? Yeah, dude, we do.
Yeah, we had like seriously legitimate players.
And I like that I picked the two black guys too. Because the Raptors are the most white people at any NBA team.
Sure, exactly. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm just kind of fine with
Kwanzaa is the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah, no Christmas. So Merry Christmas. Happy
How was your New Year's?
New Year's was great. I had a great time. Thank you for any listeners from Columbia, Missouri, where I was playing at Deja Vu Comedy Club. And as a listener, you might be thinking, Columbia, Missouri, that sounds like the middle of nowhere.
Deja Vu, that might be a strip club. It is, in Seattle, Washington. First one I went to when I was 18 years old. Go ahead, Red.
Damn right. Peeking at Adam's childhood right
First
there.
First time I saw boobs that weren't my mom's. Go ahead.
All right. Humiliating. Columbia, Missouri is where the University of Missouri is.
Big party town.
Big party town. So basically, every show I did was nothing but 18 to 25-year-old beautiful people.
Wow.
It was amazing. And the whole Deja Vu building, it's the perfect setup for a comedian because you have the comedy club is upstairs. And then immediately downstairs is a nightclub, bar, you know, whole full nightclub, DJ dancing with nothing but hot, young, single people. And as a comic, it's perfect because after you do a show, you know, you meet people. You're like, well, what should we do? And oftentimes people say, well, there's this great bar like 8 miles away.
Yeah,
if you just want to hop in my car.
Close. Yeah.
And, you know.
If you want to go on a journey with a dude you never met and a possible meth problem, then for sure, dude, we can have a great time tonight.
Yeah, let's go to this bar, you know, rape, maybe in the car. Yeah. You know, whatever.
By the way, do you mind if I do coke off your forehead? I know we just met, but it seems like a great place to do it.
Yeah, so that happens. And oftentimes I turn people down when they say that. Because I don't want to hop in a strange person's
also,
car.
Also, let's be honest. Comedians do get hit up to party afterwards. But not many dwarf comics. People want to party with you all the time.
Yeah.
Because they want to fucking take you out. They want to be responsible for bringing you anywhere. Also, you're a fun dude. So I'm not like saying it's only that reason.
Sure.
But people...
Well, okay. You know those new commercials for the Taco Bell Game Day XL pack when they're like, don't bring cheese and crackers to the party. Bring the new Taco Bell XL pack because that's how you make an impression. You want to make an impression at a party, show up with a midget. You show up with a midget at a party, all right, party.
Guess what?
You
cheese
win.
And crackers are A-okay at that point. If you come in with a midget and six packs of handy snacks, everybody is.
I think that almost seems appropriate.
Yeah, I think that's what Handy Snacks needs to do for their next commercial.
Absolutely.
Are Handy Snacks not enough for your Super Bowl party? How about Handy Snacks and a dwarf?
There you go.
How about a dwarf making Handy Snacks?
There you go.
You will scoop the cheese for them.
Sure.
Wow, we might have to shoot that.
Oh,
submit
there
it
we
to
go.
Super Bowl commercials.
I fully agree. That's way better than your average Bud Light ad.
Oh, God.
Right?
Well, all the Bud Light ads, it's all the same now.
Well, except for the one that I was in that actually had a bunch of dwarfs in it. That was a winner.
Whoa, what was that?
Oh, this was about 3 or 4 years ago. It aired at halftime of the Super Bowl, and it was an ad where a guy comes in with his he's having like a dinner party or something, and the guests come up and say, "Wow, we really like the new house, and those lawn gnomes outside, those are great." And the owner of the house goes, "Lawn gnomes? What lawn gnomes?" And then we all spring to life and go, "Get the Bud Light!" And we run in and we grab all the Bud Light and then we take off.
Genius.
Which you
they should
see
be
that.
Replaying that every year.
You would think, right? Please, Bud Light, I could use the paychecks.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So,
contrary to popular belief, Deja Vu in Missouri isn't paying $70,000 for a weekend.
You know, you'd think they would, but no. But it was great, and that was essentially SEAL Team 6 before SEAL Team 6 became popular.
Yeah.
You know, just midgets dressed up as lawn gnomes getting Bud Light. Just saying, I think we could have taken out Bin Laden a little quicker if we just use SEAL Team Midget.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Well, we appreciate you guys for remaining subscribed. We actually recorded two shows over the break.
Yeah.
We tried.
And I have confirmation. They're not coming back.
Oh, they're not coming back?
No.
So, Adam, what happened to your computer when we stored?
It crashed.
It crashed.
Big time. But you know what? Let this serve as a lesson to all of us that you got to back your shit up.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'm just thankful that we didn't have more shows on my computer.
Sure.
Because these shows were great. One of them was the first time I'd gotten high in 2 months.
Oh.
And a lot of incredible things were said.
Oh, man.
And that was also done at like 2 in the morning in Seattle. After a weekend of shows and a football game.
And let's give the guy who
was our
guest.
Big J Hollingsworth.
Irish Big J Hollingsworth was a great guest. Jay, we apologize. We lost the show.
Yeah, we lost the show. We'll do it again, man.
Absolutely.
We'll be back. We'll do it again.
And
the other one was a show we did at Comedy Juice at the Hollywood Improv, which we're now going to be February 13th, Wednesday at 10 o'clock. We'll be recording live there. So come to that show.
Yeah, and that was a great time because you and I both went up to Seattle to do the Parlor Live up there.
Yep.
Your hometown.
My hometown, my home club.
And
my home football team.
Yeah, not only did we have a great time but doing the shows with the incredible audiences that are up in Seattle, but we also got a chance. I stayed an extra day, and we went to – this was your Christmas gift to me,
yes,
right?
Yes,
you gave me tickets, and
Well, my
went...
Kwanzaa gift.
Right.
But
let's be specific here. And we went to the Seahawk 49er game, which was unbelievable.
Unreal.
Great game. Seahawks blew them out, which I'm now like – my number one team is the Broncos, but after going to that stadium
– yeah.
Holy shit, is that stadium loud.
Yeah, because, you know, guess what? I don't take offense to this, that just because you're friends with me and you know that's my team,
sure,
you would jump on the bandwagon because they're playing well.
They are.
You needed a little something extra. You couldn't just hear me going, "Aren't they great?" and have that do it for you. You needed to see some live proof.
Absolutely.
Going to that stadium, there's no better proof or justification that they're incredible.
And for people that have never been to the stadium, here's the thing about the Seattle Stadium. Not only is it passionate, crazy-ass fans, but it's also the stadium is designed so well that it just enhances the noise. You and I were sitting right next to each other.
Yeah.
And we would be screaming at each other to try to be like, "Wasn't that awesome?"
Yeah, couldn't hear each other.
And you can't hear.
Yeah.
The dude is 2 feet from you. I probably blew out several eardrums, but it's worth it because you're just going batshit
insane. Oh,
yeah,
hugging and high-fiving so many strangers. I mean, at one point, I just want to put you on my shoulders and just fucking dance around.
Sure.
So happy.
I mean, and just speaking of that, in general, the Seahawks are doing great for you, bro.
It is loud, though. Isn't that stadium incredible? It's loud. Because I want to make this claim right now because I listened to Bill Burr's Morning podcast,
mm-hmm,
and he made some pretty hefty claims.
Yes, he
did. That the stadium is engineered to put loud noises in there.
Yeah.
As if, like, assuming that Bill Gates maybe has some fucking, like, you know, GarageBand app where he's blasting crowd noise through the speakers or something.
Sure.
Bill Burr, I would like to take this moment right now to say you are one of my favorite comedians on the planet. But you are wrong on this one, sir.
You are wrong.
The stadium is
you
loud.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
The stadium is loud as fuck because we are a passionate, sad city that has lost franchises. That's biggest claim to fame right now is a fucking women's basketball team. And again, not to discount the WNBA, but people try to make me feel better about losing the Sonics by telling me we have the Storm, and that's a bullshit way to console somebody by reminding me about something that I'm not into. That's like if my car got towed and you were like, "Hey, man, sucks about your car. At least Trader Joe still sells vegan meatloaf." Fuck you, man. I don't eat vegan anything. And what about my car? Point being, Bill Burr, I love you. I would love you to come on this podcast.
Sure.
And talk to Brad and I about sports, comedy, love, absolutely, religion, the first time you lost your virginity, the Susu Studio. Maybe I'm talking about you. Maybe I'm talking about me. Either way, we want you in studio to chat, because Seattle is a fucking passionate city about sports.
Absolutely.
And guess what, Brad? I was telling Brad this on the way to the stadium. People were that loud and excited 10 years ago, man.
Sure.
Before the Super Bowl year.
Yeah.
Because football, whatever, man, things lined up that the fans in Seattle have gotten behind a football team and they go nuts for it. They're not that way with the Mariners. They were when it was fucking, we were, you know, yeah, getting hot.
Griffey and all, but, and all yeah, those guys.
But now we have something to actually scream for. And sure, it's incredible. And we scream on every play. That's why it's so loud all the time.
Yeah. It's just pretty much standard.
Now, again, I'm saying this knowing nothing about engineering, so, but I'm assuming, Bill Burr, I'm assuming you don't have some giant background in the field of pumping crowd noise into stadiums, but maybe you do, and this will be a great talking point. So come on the podcast, at Adam Ray Comedy, at Funny Brad.
Yeah, and our fans that are listening, please reach out to Bill Burr and say, hey, you should go on the About Last Night show and talk to them about
Talk about the Seahawks.
And we promise we'll go into topics that are not just the Seattle Seahawks, but we also got to talk about the fact that you were at my house yesterday and watched the game, and where the Seahawks totally beat up on the Washington Redskins, which was exciting as shit.
Incredible. By the way, best weekend I've had in a long time, staying at Brad Williams' condo.
Yeah, we had a bromance weekend.
Yeah.
I was headlining the Bray Improv, my hometown. We went from Adam's hometown to my hometown, and incredible shows.
Shows were packed, incredible.
Great crowds every night, which is always weird when I'm doing shows in my hometown. I love it, but it's like I run into high school, not just high school people, but like teachers.
Oh, yeah, you had a science teacher, and then there was somebody who taught who's the guy with the goatee and he's like a white Samuel L. Jackson. He had like the sideways fedora hat and the goatee and the glasses and the leather jacket.
That was
like
the world famous Tibercio Garcia. Yeah. That's his name.
He's like, there's no motherfucking snakes in this motherfucking comedy club. That's a pretty good Sam Jackson.
Yeah, he was the director of our ASB.
There it is.
And he
said you were heavily involved.
Yeah. Well, because they needed to do skits a lot, and there was nothing funnier than just the fact that I would do anything. I'd provide ideas because my high school was very like academically driven, so we had a bunch of Asians, and they don't like the whole like performing thing.
Unless it's breakdancing in the middle of the cafeteria.
Sure.
After lunch is over and there's still food everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, granted, and you might argue me like, but Brad, there's always at least one Asian dude in Step Up 3D. Yes, there is, but that's just because they don't want to get sued, okay? So overall, not exactly the best skits. So they would just come to me and say, Brad, what do you want to do? And constantly I would be there was one skit where I jumped through a table a la wrestling.
Great.
That was fun. And there was a rumor going around my high school that I was addicted to cocaine. And just about everyone.
What?
Yeah. And just about everyone knew the rumor.
How does that rumor even get started?
Because I'm hyper as shit.
But I feel like you're pretty tame. Back in the day, you were.
Yeah, I was crazy. Now, I
was. Even more hyper.
Yeah.
Okay.
And pretty much every kid in the school knew that rumor.
Dick, would you ever peg Brad to have a cocaine problem?
No.
By the way, we haven't introduced, but welcome and Happy New Year to Dick.
Yeah, our sound guy right here.
Guys, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year,
there
man.
There you go.
Would you ever, would coke problem be the, where would that be on the list of things to go? Brad Williams has a, fill in the blank.
I wouldn't think that.
If you were playing a Brad Williams Mad Libs, would you ever, and it was Brad Williams has a, would you put in, you know, big dick or giant ass or, you know, tiny fingers? Or would it be coke problem?
Coke problem.
It probably wouldn't be on that list at all, would it?
No, it wouldn't. Yeah. It seems like your head would just blow up.
You would think, right?
Yeah. Like you would just,
coke,
yeah.
I have a tiny little heart. Probably couldn't take it, you know? So, but that was the rumor. So for one of the skits, I dove into a radio flyer wagon filled with powdered sugar.
Just wait a minute.
Piled high
wait
with
a
powdered
minute.
Sugar.
Now, the rumor was already, like, out there.
Yes.
And
Brad's addicted to cocaine.
So you were like, hey, this will be, I'll play into the rumor? Or
yes. I was absolutely.
And did you get up and just, go Fullerton fucking Tomahawk Dragon.
We're the Lancers, but whatever.
The Lancers?
Yeah, the Lancers.
What is a Lancer?
We really
the Tomahawk Nugget Fucks, whatever I just said, is a much better name than the Lancers. I don't even know what the...
We're the Sunny Hills High School Lancers, which sounds like we're just really big NSYNC fans. You know, like, we love Lance.
The Lance Bassers, but Lance Bassers was the rival school, so you had to be the Lancers.
But what a Lancer is, it's supposed to be a knight that has a lance.
Sounds like one of the reindeers on Santa's sleigh that got cut.
On Lancer!
Oh, yeah. You know what, actually, you can sit this
on
one
Dasher,
out.
On
Dasher,
on Dancer, on Prancer, on Lancer. Lancer! Stop doing cocaine, Lancer!
Stop doing cocaine with the elves.
Because we all do cocaine.
All right, so you get out of this wagon.
Yeah, and
face
I'm
covered in white powder.
Covered in white powder, and it's all over my body.
People laughing, or?
People are rolling laughing, and all the teachers are like, okay, that's pretty funny, but it's not that funny.
Because guess what? If you do have a coke problem, now the fact that you are coming out and saying, yes, I do, and to prove it, I'm going to fucking jump in a wagon full of coke in front of the student body. Everyone's like, fuck yeah, this bitch is awesome.
And that's
he's doing it in front of the whole staff.
Yeah, that's how I got laid on prom night.
Wow.
So there you go.
That sounds like the fucking children's book you should write. That's how I got laid on prom night. Jumping in a wagon full of coke by Brad. Well, actually, that's the follow-up. Jumping in a wagon full of coke by Brad Williams.
That's the name of my next comedy album. Jumping in a wagon full of coke.
The sequel to That's How I Got Laid on Prom Night. Both of them are 2 pages long because the stories go together.
50 Shades of Grey, go fuck yourself. That's what we're bringing to the table. So
jumping into a wagon full of coke. That actually is a great title.
Oh, my God. So we were hanging out all weekend at my house. You just stay there because you don't want to make the drive from Hollywood to Brea every night. No. So, and pretty much every night we had people over.
We had
plenty of drinks. And also, a big shout out to our sponsors on Friday night, the Slide Bar.
Threw us
a hell of an after party.
Hell of an after party.
Slide Bar is amazing. It's on Harbor Boulevard in downtown Fullerton. They got crazy drinks, great food, amazing food, by the way. Get the onion rings. And I'm there all the time because it's across the street from my house. They gave an absolute killer after party. There were people dancing. I got up on the bar. I started doing the worm. And that's always a good sign.
Yeah. And you know what that means. Anytime a dwarf does the worm on the top of a bar after 10 o'clock, free shots for everybody.
That is the rule of thumb.
Yeah.
That is the rule of thumb. So big ups to Slide Bar. If you're ever in Fullerton or Southern California area, avoid the lines and the overpriced shit of Hollywood. Come down to Fullerton, California. Go to the Slide Bar. Tell them the About Last Night podcast sent you, and just have a great time. So big ups to them. But
now, speaking of the podcast and great nights and great fun, we are in the makings of finally making a original theme song for this
show. Okay.
Yes, and that we will be recording in the next couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that have a little bit of a musical background, and so doing the song will be great. But I wanted to play real quick a little bit of a song that actually coincides with this weekend because I did drink too much, and maybe I puked, and maybe I coughed, and maybe I farted, and maybe I did it all at the same time. All
right.
Here's a song I wrote in college, Brad, that I think maybe could be the theme song for this podcast if the original doesn't work out.
All right.
Like 250 pizzas. Yeah, right. All right, whatever. It's late. 2:30 in the morning. I got to go to bed. You eat all this, you're going to be feeling it tomorrow.
Good night, dude.
Went to bed with a stomach full of shit.
Good line.
I'd eaten 10 slices of pizza in a minute. Drink 5 Gatorades, a root beer, and some coffee.
Sounds
Let
about
me
right.
tell you, son, mixing them ain't right. 'Cause now my chest is burning, my insides kinda turning. Should've never taken that dare so late at night. I pooped the bed, then hit my head and blacked out on the floor. Holy shit, man, yeah. It's embarrassing for sure. Looks like I cough, farted, and puked all over myself.
All right.
Cough, farted, and puked
right.
all over
Very.
Myself. Whoa. Cough, farted, and puked all over myself. Da-da-da. Cough, farted, and puked all over myself. And it smells so terrible.
There you go. We can,
Yeah, you can end it now.
Yeah. You know what? Here's the thing. They say
that could be the anthem for any weekend.
They say the greatest musicians are coming out of Seattle, like Pearl Jam and Nirvana. I say, go fuck yourself, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, Adam Ray,
wow.
and his musical talents wow. of cough, fart, and puke at the same time. which is something where I think if you ever do that as a man, you just have to go out and get a lottery ticket because that's your lucky fucking
day.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because those three sounds and feelings don't usually happen. The same. That actually happened because a buddy of mine in college who I was living with was just hammered, and he coughed. And then his cough turned into a little bit of puke, and he puked on the coffee table, and then just goes, "Oh!" And I farted after he puked, and I've never laughed so hard in my entire life. And I was just like, and then we started talking about how doing all three at once is pretty incredible. So
then
it just spawned the song of, like, you know, those weekends or nights when you just eat, drink, and everything is just too much.
Sure. You know. Well, great inspiration often comes from drinking. That's what we at the About Last Night
promoting?
Show have always said.
Fuck.
You know, great drinks you can find at Slide Bar. That was no different this weekend because while we were both drunk.
Find that song on YouTube, by the way, on my YouTube page at AdamRay24. But also,
we have to take a break. Is that what you're saying?
But the other video that you got to find on my YouTube page is one I just posted called Hilarious Dwarf Dances Gangnam Style. Because while we were fucked up, Brad Williams did a minute and a half long interpretive impromptu dance to the Gangnam Style MC Hammer remix song. It might be one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. I was stoned. I was drunk. And I'm laughing my ass off as he dances. And it literally is something that you can watch over and over again because it's only a minute and a half. And guess what? Brad's dance moves are incredible. That's the part of me is laughing because it's so ridiculous to watch him dance. But then I'm laughing because I can't believe that he's as good as he is.
Well, thank you. And we will discuss this.
Yeah, when we come back.
More when we come back on the About Last Night show. Oh, 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 yeah, dum, dum, dum.
Are you tired about how our government is run? Do you want a better life for you and your family? Isn't it time for America to return to the greatness it once was? Are you ready to bring America back to the people? Well, there's a new social media website that allows all of America's voices to be heard. Votepedia, which stands for Voice of the Electorate, is a nonpartisan geopolitical social network. Votepedia is on a mission to create a nationally accepted nonpartisan social network for debate, discussion, and opinions of every American. Using 21st century technology, Votepedia is striving to return the government to the way our forefathers envisioned America, of the people, by the people, for the people. Votepedia is the new voice and platform for all Americans. To register and have your voice be heard, go to www.votepedia.com. That's votepedia.com. If you're tired of the same old story from Washington and want to do something about it, go to votepedia.com. Votepedia. For the people, by the people.
Buck Starr here, Greg Seitz, whatever my name is, Greg Buck Starr Seitz, CEO of GoCast Network.
And I'm Gary Garver, formerly of, I don't even want to mention that asshole's name, from the GoCast Network, program director of the GoCast Network.
Weren't you on Journey?
Yeah, that was it. Sammy Hagar, they say.
Sammy Hagar. And you know what? We got some sick new technology. You can check us out with Vidi.
What the hell's Vidi, Greg? I have no idea what that is.
Vidi is Instagram, Twitter combined for a great 15-second video experience where you'll see awesome clips and fun stuff.
Wow, I can't wait to check that out. Where do we go?
Vidi.com? I think so.
Okay, cool.
We're back on the GoCast Network.
I shit in my pants. Listen.
Cause I ate too much fucking pizza.
It's a Sweet Home Alabama riff.
There's a lot of shit.
Oh, it is.
Listen to this part, ready? Like nine harmonies.
I shit my pants and it smells so terrible.
Turn it up,
nice. Nice. Nice crescendo. Holy crap. Sounds like a Matchbox 20 song. Rob Thomas, go fuck yourself. That was Adam Ray with Cough, Fart, and Puked.
Oh my god, you just sounded like the most upset radio DJ of all time.
That.
Fuck.
That.
Here we are on my last show probably ever. That was Adam Ray with Cough, Fart, and Puked.
Cough, Fart, and Puked.
What, you said that? I'm gonna have to go. I'm gonna have to listen. Dude, I don't listen to our shows much, but I'm gonna have to go back and listen to this moment now just to hear that raw fucking honesty. And, that was, What's that? I'm with Cuff, Farted, and Puked.
Farted and Puked. I've been doing this radio thing for 20 years.
Dude, that's funny, man.
With Justin Bieber.
What are you looking for?
Oh, no, he's looking for our video.
Oh, go to my YouTube page.
Or do Dwarf Gangnam Style, because you typed in midget. We did
Sorry.
Yeah. Wow. Well, good to know that there's a differentiation on
I think there is.
YouTube.
Is it?
Dwarf Gangnam Style.
No, that's not us.
There better not be another one. There it is.
Wait, there it is.
Fuck yeah.
All right, let's play this thing. This is...
Well, you can hear a little bit. I mean...
Yeah. You mostly just hear Adam Stone commentary.
Oh, God,
which
yes.
Some people have said they've enjoyed just as much as your dancing.
Absolutely.
Let's hear Dick's... Dick, put your face into that mic so we can hear your honest reaction. Watch this.
Brad breaks it down.
What the fuck? MC Hammer all of a sudden. Very nice. Oh, yeah.
And then I do the hammer move. Now here comes the Gangnam Style. Yeah, buddy.
Wow.
Listen how fucked up I am on that thing. Look at this.
This should be in your act, man.
Yeah, that's what he said. This is his new closer. For
yeah,
sure.
This is good. I'm going to organize and make this my new closer.
This is my favorite part. Look at him. He stops and legit. Look at him. He's fucking
he's signing everything.
I'm signing too legit to quit back in the 90s.
Then I start doing some actual camera work.
Like zoom in there.
It's really, really good.
Yeah, it's good.
All right, let's leave something to be desired.
Sure.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So that was me.
Type in hilarious dwarf dances Gangnam Style, and you will only get the Brad Williams.
Yeah.
Fucking breaking it down the only way he knows how.
Well, it's gonna be a GIF. Do you know what I mean? It looks like a GIF.
Yo, I mean, yeah. it really is. I don't see why. I mean, that Gangnam Style video, the original. Has
sure.
1,772,000,000 some odd whatever thousand. So the fact that Gangnam Style, I think, is not yet completely like out of as far as people being like, oh yeah, that's a popular thing. I feel like, and there's nothing else like that right now. And your moves are ridiculous. And it's a hammer combo.
There you go.
And it's also one of those we were talking to because I was like, maybe I should do a little like, you know, introduction before it and give like we were hanging out and this is, but it's like the best videos and the ones that go viral, the ones that just seem like they were caught
just
right before it happened.
Right.
The babies start doing something crazy, so they pull the camera out.
Sure.
You know, or the dog was barking like a cat or something, you know. there was a video that somebody showed me of a cat barking like a dog. And it's barking out the window, and then the guy goes, hey, to the cat, and the cat turns around and literally like was like, roof, roof, and then turns around and goes, oh, meow.
as if he caught it,
and he was like, oh, I mean, meow.
That's what I normally do.
Yeah.
But so that's what we did during our epic bromance weekend while you were staying at my house. And like I said, had a great time. Watched the Seahawks beat up on the Redskins. But I was horrified when the RG3 knee injury
happened.
Yeah,
that was nuts. And every sports show has been debating whether or not it was a smart decision to leave him in.
Sure.
He obviously said to the coach Shanahan, keep me in. I'm going to play. And, you know, yeah, maybe an injured RG3 is better than a backup who hasn't played much.
Right, who did pretty much nothing
but
for him.
But you're putting his career on the line. Dude, when the guy's limping towards the sideline, and NFL players who hit people like at the speeds of like 80, 90 mile an hour
like car
crashes. Collisions,
yeah, it's nuts.
I don't know why you would...
I can never be... obviously, I'm 4'4", I can never be a football player.
Oh, yeah, for other reasons.
Yeah, just that kind of violence. But the thing that always is weird to me is that every now and then, they'll have those microphones on the field, and some player will get hit, or like they'll be talking trash, and the microphone will pick them up, being like, yeah, fuck yeah!
Yeah.
Or like, I fucking knocked you out! Or they'll catch an F-bomb.
Oh, dude, the best, I saw one when Kevin Garnett, an NBA game, was walking down court, and in slow-mo, he's walking, and they're going to commercial break, and in slow-mo, Kevin Garnett's mouthing, yeah, suck my motherfucking dick, motherfuckers! And they, for whatever reason, the camera showed that slow-mo clip to cut to commercial, and you can clearly read his lips going, suck my dick, motherfuckers. And the announcer goes, and KG says, come on, team. And I'm like, he did definitely not say that.
That's great. Anyway. That's great with the cover-ups.
Yeah, yeah.
But then whenever that happens, they most of the time, they catch the audio. It comes back to the announcers, and they're like, we would like to apologize for the terrible – terrible language.
How could he ever?
How could he say
in front of God and all these people?
Oh my God, it's terrible. But so then they apologize for the language. But then when like RG3, while trying to get a fumble recovery, his knee bends 90 degrees in the wrong fucking direction. They're like, oh, and right here you can see where obviously ligaments are being shattered.
19 different angles on the. They might as well have done like some sort of like zoom in animation of like, and here's right where the knee shatters into a million pieces, just like Mikey TV from Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Right. So it's like, okay, right here is where his knee bends. And as you can see, the knee explodes. He's never going to play again.
Oh, yeah.
It's a tragedy. But while his knee was exploding, he mouthed the word son of a bitch. And we would like to apologize.
Oh, did they do that?
Well, but you assume it's like, well, because that's the kind of stuff that happens.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, just, I don't know.
Well, I'm glad he's okay, and I'm even more glad that we won, because now we're going to go to Atlanta, and we're hot. We're one of those teams that's just getting hot at the right moment, and more and more people are starting to see that. You don't win six in a row by coincidence. You
absolutely
know?
and that's why, you know, with my Denver Broncos having won 11 in a row, that, you know, we're
oh, yeah, and we've already said this. If Broncos and Seahawks, you know, or just one of them go to the Super Bowl.
We're going,
and we're doing a podcast live from the middle of the field during the game. We will be streaking.
We will be holding our iPhones.
Holy shit. Wait a minute, Brad.
What's up?
If we go
and
you streak naked across the field.
With about last night written on my chest.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I think that's going to happen.
Wow. Not only will that be the highest viewed viral video in the history of the planet. But that will get you arrested and probably a nickname like Tiny Baby Ass Rape.
Tiny Baby what?
I don't know.
I was hoping for Thundercock, but whatever. Whatever, Tiny Baby Ass Rape, that works as well.
Speaking of babies, and that's if I could get a segue.
Great segue, Adam Ray.
No, and I have a lot of friends having babies right now, and which is great. And I've started to talk about this in my act. One thing I haven't really mentioned yet, just because we went through the holidays, one of my friend's wife told their 5-year-old son that Santa Claus isn't real.
Okay.
And I want to talk about this.
All right. Because
I think that's – her whole point is that she doesn't want him to grow up with a false sense of reality.
Okay.
To which I said, okay, well, you crazy bitch. Like, that's the best part about being a kid. Is not understanding how real shit is about to get.
Right.
Like the responsibilities and stresses of being an adult and what the real world has to offer.
It's like, hey, kid, you're all innocent and happy. You should be depressed. There's famine and war
and
Santa Claus and AIDS and Justin Bieber. All these things exist.
Yeah, you want your kid to believe in all sorts of fictional characters like Bigfoot, Santa, Jesus. You want like all the characters. You want all the famous ones to be, you know. But so, and here's what really got me pissed off is that she told him that Santa's not real, but then that he was delivered by a stork.
What?
Yeah.
That's where she draws the line?
That's where she draws the line. Is it like the whole procreation thing? Like, I don't want him to know about. I was like, whoa, okay. That's, now this is where I have to intervene and tell you, and this is why I told her, I go, look, if you're going to tell your fucking kid that Santa isn't real and that, you know, that it's a fictional character and that the presents are coming from you guys, then you also got to tell him that he was made because mommy's a lightweight. and after two boxes of Trader Joe's Pinot Grigio, she asked daddy to bend her over the futon after they watched, you know, fucking Passion of the Christ on Blu-ray.
Nothing sets the mood like Passion of the Christ. Jesus. Literally.
While we're doing these shows, you got the same thing with Bray. High school friends coming out, high school teachers. I had a friend come out from my high school who she has since changed her name, but I want to give her a shout out. Her name in high school, and this just brings up the whole thing of everyone knows somebody with a name that you're like, wow, is that really on your birth certificate?
Right.
Or do your parents just hate you?
Sure.
Do they want to set you up for teasing? Do they want you to have some sort of obstacle to overcome?
Yeah.
This girl's name, no joke. First name, Audrey.
Okay.
Hey, great name. Very nice name. Sure. You think of Audrey, you think, oh, she's probably a very pleasant person.
Absolutely.
Last name, Clitguard.
Wait, what?
Clitguard. K-L-I-T, so not the, it's a little different spelling.
Sure.
G-A-R-D.
Click guard. That sounds like something that WNBA players have to wear.
Sounds like something Old Spice is about to start sponsoring.
This game brought to you by ClickGuard. That's right, ladies.
I'm Pat Summerall, and
you're doing Keith Jackson.
Oh, wait, no.
I'm Matt Liner down for the fourth down, and Sebastian.
Keith Jackson.
This game brought to you by ClickGuard, the Trojans' number one ClickGuard for all WNBA players.
Her last name is ClickGuard.
Yeah, unbelievable, right?
So she changed it, right?
She changed it. I don't know what it is now. It's not Click. It's, you know, it's probably like, I don't know, fucking
Smith.
Fucking, I don't know. It's like it's,
Big Tits McGillicuddy.
Yeah, or like, I don't know.
Something.
Penis cover or something.
Right.
No, it's, and I just kept thinking too, I'm like, God, what were the, like, that must have been the family name. Were the names limited to Ellis Island that day when her family showed up? All right, sir, it's going to be, Dick Sponge or...
Or Clit Guard.
Or Booby Bags.
Or was it something where they said, well, the original family name was Clit Garbowski, but we didn't want everyone to know we were Polish.
Yo, that's hilarious. Clit Garbowski, who also, by the way, his brother plays for the Broncos.
So we just went
Clit Garbowski with the tackle. Now entering the game, Clit Garbowski. Garbowski.
So we just went with Clit Guard because that's way less.
But isn't
offensive.
That nuts, though? Like, of all the names I've ever heard, that is the one that always sticks out to me.
Man.
And then she came to the show, and I was like, you know, I can't remember what her last name is now, but.
Yeah, Johnson.
But unbelievable, right? I mean.
Sure. That she lived.
Do you know people,
that.
Dick or Brad? Do you guys know people with last names that are. Well, I mean,
Dick's got Dick. Dick.
Yeah. Spinneberg is my last name.
Yeah.
Dick Spinneberg?
Yeah.
Is that
sound like a sexual position?
Spinneberg. Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, well, that porno was great when you pulled the Dick Spinneberg.
Oh, yeah, dude. Clit Garbowski gave her the old Spinneberg. Is she alive still?
That sounds like the most awesome, like, law firm ever. Clit Garbowski
and Spinneberg.
Dick Spinneberg. Give me that lawyer.
I want to go to jail just so they can get me out.
They'll get you out and get you off. Dick Spinneberg and Clit Garbowski. I love that.
Oh, my God. Wait, is Spinneberg, like, is it, what's the origin?
German. I'm German and Scottish.
German and Scottish. So
my real first name is Steven Spinneberg.
Steven Spinneberg.
Yeah, Richard is my middle name.
Steven Spinneberg sounds like an action hero that just didn't make it.
Well, my whole life people would go, oh, you mean Steven Spielberg? And I'd be like, yeah, that's why I'm in a, you know,
sure.
Celica.
Yes, because I'm
Steven
Spielberg.
Wait, now, why'd you change it to Dick?
In radio, I was using Steven. I was using Steve. I hate being called Steven. And the radio station I worked at already had a DJ using the fake name Steve, so they go, we want you to come up with something wild, like Rockin' Ron. And just out of spite.
Who was the asshole that said something wild and crazy like Rockin' Ron? Because anytime someone hears that name, they know that a party's about to get going.
That's what the kids like.
Yeah, Rockin' Ron.
He goes, or Stonewall Jackson. Yeah, we could call you Stoney.
Jesus, what are you, a fucking baseball player from the 40s? Stonewall Jackson.
His name was Peter DeLauro in Lexington, Kentucky. And anyway, he goes, just out of spite, I go, I spit out the most obnoxious name I could think of. And I go, just to show him how upset I was with this.
Right.
And I go, how about Dangerous Dick? And he kind of leaned back in his chair and he went, yeah, I like it. And he made me use it. And I was like, no, I was just kidding. And he's like, no, you're using it.
Oh, my God.
That's
so you were dangerous.
22 years later.
Here's Dangerous Dick on the radio. We got stacks of tracks to play here on a Friday night.
Have you heard Dick? Dick, you did it when I was on your guys' show, the Dick and Darren podcast, which you subscribe and listen to because it's a great show.
And it's also here on GoCast Network. So there you go.
Will you do what you did on that show for Brad? I don't know if he's heard.
Oh, the big hot rocking, non-stopping, list talking, boss shocking, head knocking, finger popping, yanking, cranking, high spanking, wham bam, thank you, man. 50,000 watt blowtorch of rockin'. I'm breaking the mic. Rock and roll to move your soul. It is the Adam Ray and Brad Garrett. What? No, Brad Williams.
Fuck you, Dick. Fuck. Oh, you got Adam's name right.
I'm sorry.
The Adam Ray and Brad Garrett fuck will never be a show that will be on the air anytime soon.
That would be an extreme. Hey. You go from the shortest co-host to the tallest.
Hey, hey, Adam Ray.
Adam Ray.
Everybody loves Adam Ray.
Everybody loves Ray Romano. Yeah.
Wow. Brad Williams and Adam Ray do Brad Garrett and Ray Romano.
I love it.
Hey, Hey, Brad.
Hey. Hi. How you doing, Adam Ray? I'm just depressed because everybody loves you.
Ah, well, you know, it's my show. It's like, hey, man, you ever get married?
No.
You get a wife and kids?
No, I don't get married because no one thinks Frankenstein is attractive.
Oh, God.
Man.
Coming Friday.
Ray Romano sounds like a retarded Kermit the Frog.
Yeah, dude. Well, I mean, I'm not doing him justice.
You're only kids here. Wait,
what? It was almost like doing a Norm MacDonald Ray Romano.
Hey, you're only kids here.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Yeah. That's terrible.
That's our. Hey, well,
Samuel Jackson was better.
You tell me there's motherfucking midgets in the motherfucking comedy club?
Damn right.
What? So Dick Spinnenberg?
Yeah, I've got really bad news. If you want to hear it.
Uh-oh.
Wait, you guys are in a good mood right now. You want to have your moods completely changed?
What are you doing?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Huell Howser died today.
Huell Howser from...
I love Huell Howser.
From what, KOCE or...
That is amazing.
Yeah. Well,
California Gold.
Yeah, California Gold. Now, I only know who Huell Howser is because I listen to the Adam Carolla podcast, and they make fun of him all the time. Dana Gould does an amazing impression of him.
Yeah.
And basically, for those of you who don't know or haven't heard this guy, he would take a camera out to different locations in California. Now, California, you would think, oh, there's plenty to see in California, you know, between San Francisco, San Diego.
Betty White.
Betty White. Like, there's landmarks aplenty.
Yes.
He would go to, like, a diner on the Grapevine on the way in between Los Angeles and San Francisco, and with no script, not tell the diner he was coming, just walk in and start interviewing people and be like, well, this is amazing. You mean you guys put chocolate chips inside your pancakes? This is unbelievable.
Are you serious?
Go do yourself
a favor.
Why have
I never – have I –
Yeah, do yourself a favor.
He does public broadcasting shows called California Gold and Visiting
Huell
Howser.
Well, you guys are from here, right?
Yeah, but he's just really – the thing is, it's old people love it because there's no edits. They just turn the camera on and go, and he interviews people as
Yeah, that's a great observation, by the way. Old people hate edits.
And what they do is they show – it's like being
just
there.
Just do it in one shot already. Just get it all done in the same thing. Why do you got to stop and then start somewhere else? Just shoot it in the one spot. Go to the next spot. Keep it on. I'll follow you. I'm watching the damn thing, for Christ's sake.
Most of the time, he's got his back to the camera, too. It's really funny.
Yo, can I be honest? And I don't want to discount you guys' feelings towards how
Huell Howser.
Huell Howser for U-Haul. But no, I mean, because I'm definitely going to check him out. And that sounds, just off your explanation, sounds like a really awesome. I'm being completely serious.
No,
but I really thought you were going to say, like, somebody shot Barack Obama. It was like the way you, like...
Yeah,
I was expecting some, but that's me though. I jumped to the fucking biggest. Like, yeah, I have friends that
you were breaking in with really, like, hey guys, breaking news.
Yeah, this is Klitgaard Spinnenberg coming in with a CNN news break, and only Klitgaard Spinnenberg breaks podcast shows to come in with the most intense of news stories. Hewlett Packard has passed away. Wait, now.
Yeah.
No, but dude, and that's why I do though. Like, anytime, like, I've run into friends from college I haven't seen, and if they go, dude, did you hear about Jesse? I immediately go, dude, he's dead? And they go, no, motherfucker, he got married. This happened, I swear to God, like 2 years ago. And when I go, is he dead? And he goes, no, he's got married. And I go, he goes, why would you say that? I go, dude, I haven't seen or heard of him
right.
in 4 or 5 years. For sure, if you go, did you hear about him?
Sure.
I'm gonna think to the worst possible scenario. And then when I go, he's dead, and my buddy goes, no, he got married. And then he goes, same thing, though, right? And I was like, this is why we're not friends.
What's up, hacky McJoke fuck? Yeah. All right.
Well, let's take a moment of silence for...
Let's take a break.
Oh, yeah, take a break anyway.
Let's take a break.
Well, that's a long moment of silence, though. And guess what? I don't know the guy that well to give him 3 minutes of fucking silence.
But we will take another quick break, and
we'll
be back.
You coming with more song? Yeah.
And we will be back with more about last night's show.
Well, what are the odds?
You're listening
all
to the GoCast Network.
Are you tired about how our government is run? Do you want a better life for you and your family? Isn't it time for America to return to the greatness it once was? Are you ready to bring America back to the people? Well, there's a new social media website that allows all of America's voices to be heard. Votepedia, which stands for Voice of the Electorate, is a nonpartisan geopolitical social network. Votepedia is on a mission to create a nationally accepted nonpartisan social network for debate, discussion, and opinions of every American. Using 21st century technology, Votepedia is striving to return the government to the way our forefathers envisioned America. Of the people, by the people, for the people. Votepedia is the new voice and platform for all Americans. To register and have your voice be heard, go to www.votepedia.com. That's votepedia.com. If you're tired of the same old story from Washington and want to do something about it, go to votepedia.com. Votepedia, for the people, by the people.
Hey guys, Fraser Smith here. You know, I have this podcast at the John Lovitz Network, and I'm just really working off some of the money that I owe John for the 3 years that I opened for him on the road. You know, John has kind of a different system where you have to pay him to work with him. And apparently I ran up quite a bill. So anyway, I'm doing this podcast. And if you have any sponsorship ideas, please let me know, because I have to pay John back. And this guy's a freak.
It's got to be like
we're
one
back
in
on
20
the
million.
GoCast Network.
So how come me? I just don't see how this could have been. I eat my veggies and took my Flintstones vitamin.
Can people buy this song on iTunes?
Jesus hates me, but he was a Jew. I can't feel my legs. Someone tell me what to do.
Cause all my there you go.
Yes, here we go. Ready?
Uh-oh, there goes my lunch from yesterday.
Did I really swallow a penny?
Isn't the music good, though?
It is good.
Like, it's catchy.
I do like it.
Oh, yeah, you can get that on iTunes.
Once again, everybody, that is Caught, Fart, and Puke by the most recent release by Mr. Adam Ray.
Oh, Jesus.
Adam Ray, whose movie comes out, The Heat, in early April.
Yeah, maybe I should take it off.
Co-starring with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCarthy, he's now Caught, Fart, and Puke.
Wait, can you... You know what? Actually, that's
screaming up the charts.
That's a good reason to take it down, maybe, because I don't want. Because with you know all the videos and all that other shit, my you know stand up. It's like
yeah.
If people find, because once I start like
it's
you know
fine.
Headlining and stuff, and people start pulling up and they go, he's in the heat, but he's also got a new song coming out, Caught, Fart, and Puked All Over Myself. You might want to listen to it. Get it on iTunes. Get it on Stitcher. It's out there for you. Listen to it in the morning. Listen to it at night. Listen to it during the day. Listen to it even when you get the news that.
Huelhauser
died.
I think that's making Dick feel better now that he's listened to Cough, Fart, and Puked. It's kind of, you know, it's kind of lessening the blow of the mighty Huelhauser learning that he's passed away.
It hit me hard, man.
It did.
You're talking.
I know, really did.
You're talking like your dad just died.
Like, oh, no, I'd be much more upset. I'd have to get out of here if that happened. But yeah.
Jesus, I like how you just let that be really a real scenario for a moment.
What, my dad died? Well, my dad's went... like 77.
Oh,
I just saw him, yeah. Every time I see my parents, I'm like, is this going to be the last
time?
Dude,
we're all at that stage now, man, and it sucks.
Okay.
All right, let's
try. Well, I'm really fun on the show today.
Yeah. Hey, death!
Yeah.
Death, relative,
and maybe we should
dying.
Hey, dangerous dick. I think 2013 changed into depressing dick. Holy shit.
No kidding, right?
Fucking.
Hey, guys, I know we're having a good time, but, man.
Show killer dick.
Babies are dying every 15 seconds in Africa.
Yeah.
Hey guys, I know this is a comedy podcast. Did you know that my sister was drugged and raped last week? It's all right, continue.
Yeah, but anyway, what were you saying about clowns and silly goats? Silly and cats that bark like dogs? Yeah, anyway, that's all great. Yeah, cats bark like dogs. Great. Well, guess what, man? AIDS is still a real fucking thing. And it's killing people in Darfur, and we ain't doing a thing about it, and there are too many midgets in this motherfucking comedy club.
Depressing Dick strikes again. I think we have a new character on our show, everyone.
Wow, yeah. Wow.
Depressing Dick's just going to chime in with
coming in from every commercial break, Dick comes in with a depressing statistic. Holy shit.
Hey, guys, just so you know, I mean, we know we've been having fun with this podcast, but in the one hour that we've been laughing doing this podcast, the Dixie Chicks broke up. So, yeah, I mean, this is just tragedy.
Well, that's
this
actually great news. That's great news, yeah.
Well, for you, maybe. my life would be ruined. Love me some Dixie Chicks.
Wide open spaces.
Speaking of things that I love, while we were watching the game, they played numerous commercials for this new Jason Statham movie.
Yeah.
Jason Statham, Parker, I think it's called. But it doesn't even matter
doesn't
what
matter,
the movie's
man.
Called because every Jason Statham movie is the exact same.
Yeah. How does it go? This Friday.
Hey, I'm Jason Statham, and basically I've been wronged.
I used to work for a company, but then they screwed me out of a bunch of money. Now I'm coming for all of them. I'm going to kill every single one. It's every plot of my movie. Seriously, look it up. Transporter, Transporter 2. Those are the only names that I remember.
Jason Statham is Jason Statham in another movie where Jason Statham plays Jason Statham.
Hey, man, I'm bald and I kick ass.
He's bald and he kicks ass. Maybe your ass.
In the Transporter, I'm basically an overpaid FedEx guy, but somehow I know a fuckload of karate.
He's a FedEx guy that'll fuck you up. No package.
I'm Jason Statham, and even though I'm bald, I really want to continue dating a Victoria's Secret model. So please, come out and see my movie so I continue making the same one over and over again.
He'll kill you, shave your head, and then put your hair on his head.
I really need the hair. I tried to go to the Bosley Hair Services. It wasn't working. They wronged me. So I went back and killed every one of them.
Jason Statham is Bosley Killer. This Friday.
So, I mean... Also
starring Clint Garbowski.
As the comic
Garbowski
relief.
As cop number two.
Jason Statham, we got a report that you've been killing Bosley workers.
Yes, I've been killing Bosley workers because they're supposed to take hair from my ass and put it on my head and make me look more like Justin Bieber. They didn't do that. They had to die.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I think you're under arrest, Statham. This might be your last Statham movie ever.
You may think that, but Jason Statham may never die because guess what, motherfucker? Sylvester Stallone needs to make the... What's that damn movie that all the people are in?
Jason Statham in a movie where he forgets people who are in other movies.
The Expendables. Yeah, that's right. That's the movie that I was thinking about.
Also, also starring Ray Romano as Jason Statham's wife.
Yeah, you never come home for dinner anymore. Yeah, being married is tough. Yeah.
Yes, I know. Being married to me is hard, but you haven't had sex with me in 2 weeks. Therefore, you've wronged me, and you have to die.
Come on. I got kids.
I know. They're my children. Spawn of the devils they are. I'll kill them as well.
Ray Romano, Jason Statham, and Clint Garbowski in... What the fuck are we watching right now?
So is that two impressions I can do now?
Wow, that's a pretty good Statham, dude.
Do you think that's a pretty good impression of Jason Statham?
That's a great impression.
There you go.
That's great. You gotta put that.
I got two.
Put it on the resume.
I got two. I got Jason Statham. Oh, but they didn't hear that podcast because it got deleted. We discovered in the Comedy Juice podcast that an impression of a Ron Jaworski.
Oh yeah. Wait, no, but you did Ron Jaworski with Melissa Villaseñor.
Oh, that's right.
Celebrity Serenoids.
That's right. I did. But yeah. So all right. We got Ron Jaworski is one of the only other impressions I can do. Down the middle, over the end, Seahawks. Go to the Super Bowl.
Oh, God. I can't handle... You know, I was just... Who was I talking to this about? Oh, I was talking about with Patrick at the Bray Improv. About
manager at the Bray Improv.
Sports analysts and how in football they're all saying the same shit, you know, and then they all hate on somebody until they get good.
Sure.
Baseball, they're all just... It's just fucking redundant, you know, because the season's 6 years long.
Right.
So they, you know, even 5 games in, they're like, okay, guys... World Series predictions. Because, like, what else are you going to do? Like, and they all actually try to make predictions. In basketball, I'm noticing, though, and I'm getting the most pissed off at basketball because, especially Magic Johnson. Look, man, I know you own Fridays. I know you own movie theaters. I know you fucking beat AIDS. But, you're a nine-time world champion.
Yeah.
But guess what, man? You got to, you know, Magic, I feel like, could explain basketball to, like, a ninth grader really well.
Hell
like,
yeah.
To a high school kid, he could tell them how to play the game right.
Mm-hmm.
But when we're watching, most people that watch basketball games know what the fuck's going on.
Right.
So we don't need you to really get into it and explain. And also, he's never actually making any sort of analysis. It's like, you know, Magic, now what do you think's going to happen between the Lakers going on from this point in the season? Well, the Lakers have Kobe Bryant, okay? And Kobe Bryant is a player who knows how to play the game. But Pau Gasol needs to understand that Kobe is the guy. And if he needs to be in the same facility that Kobe is playing basketball-wise, then the Lakers, if they can get on the same... Now, Dwight Howard is a guy who knows how to play the game as well. But going on from here on out, we're just going to have to wait and see. And he did wait and see probably 9 times. Like, what do you think about this game? He goes, well, they got players. These guys got players. They all got hearts beating inside their chest. And when that game comes on Friday, you better believe they're going to be ready to play. But... For now, we just have to wait and see. Well, yeah, dude. You can wait and see for
That's
everything.
That's what we all can do.
We're all waiting to see. That's why we're going to fucking get ready to watch the game. And then when it happens, you go, well, we saw what happened, and you knew they were going to come out and play defense. Yeah, motherfucker, because that's a part of basketball. I don't know, man. It's really starting to...
Basically, what we're trying to say here is...
Matt Johnson, come on the podcast and defend yourself, is what I'm trying to say.
What we're trying to say is if you've beaten AIDS, Adam Ray hates you.
Whoa!
I think that's pretty safe.
Whoa, cut to commercial break.
Isn't that safe
Yo,
to say?
Yo, depressing dick. We need a fucking... We need another fucking eulogy about now. Holy shit.
And that's
show's going to end, fellas. I'm sorry.
Jesus, Brad. Now I'm going to have to dig up some other song that's going to hurt my career when the movie comes out. We need something positive and uplifting right now.
It's not positive that you don't like people that have beat life-threatening diseases?
You know what, Dick? Here, play this right now. Type in my name plus nieces and stand up.
Okay. Yeah. And then as he's doing that, let's say our shit.
At Adam Ray Comedy, AdamRayTV.com for my videos and the latest Dwarf one. It's there, the live one with the kids, 4 down. Get ready to play. We'll close out on this. It's only a minute. I'll be at the Atlanta Improv headlining January 24th through the 26th.
Hell yeah.
And then I will be at the Laugh Factory and Improv all this week. Check my site, AdamRayTV.com, for all the dates and times, and hit me up for tickets.
There you go. And I am BradWilliamsComedy.com. Follow me on Twitter, @FunnyBrad. I got headlining dates coming up at the Hartford Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut. And then I'm actually doing 2 weeks in the Dallas area at Hyenas. At Hyenas in Dallas and also Hyenas in Fort Worth. Brad Williams Comedy for all that information. This has been the About Last Night show. Let's go out on a positive note.
Well, this is, so obviously we just pimped a lot of stand-up dates. My nieces are 3 years old. They're twin girls.
Okay.
And they watched a clip of my stand-up for the first time and gave me some advice. Let's check it out.
And then this will be how we end the day.
Nothing highlights loneliness better than the New Year's countdown, right? Oh, it's just the worst. It's just 3, 2, 1. You have nobody, right?
Okay, so the first time I've ever heard anything, no. Here's your advice.
Is that funny?
Yeah. When you're single, man, you're really
good. Would you guys go see me? You want to see me live? But the 2-drink minimum is a pain in the butt, right?
Yeah.
Prices at comedy clubs should be cheaper.
Yeah, like butt. Yeah.
Do you think I should wear that blue sweater all the time?
Yeah.
Do you think it makes me look like Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
Do you think I should write all my jokes with my pants off?
Yeah.
Do you think I should start wearing a ponytail on stage?
Yeah.
Do you think I should wear more than one pinky ring?
Yeah.
Do you think I should grow a mustache on my neck?
Yeah.
Do you think I should...
Go in a poo-poo in
my butt on stage?
Yeah.
You think people would laugh at that?
That's good advice.
Yeah.
Pretty solid.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. You guys have given me a lot of advice today.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Adorable.
That is adorable. That's how we end it. This has been the About Last Night show. We got Jaleel White as our next guest.
Yes, Wednesday.
Coming
Jaleel
back.
White, Family Matters, his new show on Sci-Fi, Total Blackout. Tune in.
So please, try to remember our names in the morning.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.